This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome on in to the Phillies Today podcast. I, of course, am your host, Buzz. And, you know, despite the Phillies lose, by the way, an exciting game on Sunday at the hands of the Diamondbacks. They now have won 2 out of 3 in each of their last two series overall. They have won, let's do some quick math here, since they won the Saturday game at Wrigley, so that was 4 in a row, lost one, so 4 out of 5, 6 out of 7, they've won 6 of their last 8, not too bad. I think my overall takeaway is this, and I'd love to know where people stand on this, because I did a couple WIP shows on this over the weekend. I think the negative reaction on this Phillies team went a little too far after the road trip, the Mets series, and then the bad game in Chicago. There are people who are completely, and if I've said this once, I have said it 1,000 friggin' times. If I hear one more person say, oh, just get me to October, or who cares what they do in the regular season, like, I'm going to lose it. Like, obviously, no one throws a parade because you won a series over the Diamondbacks in May or in early May. What people want to see is postseason results, but you can't make it to the postseason in baseball unless you have a successful regular season. And the regular season in baseball actually does matter. It's not like the NBA. And I think people who treat it as such are ridiculous. I think they're just frankly ridiculous and have a short-sighted view on it. And I think that right now, when you look at the Phillies' overall outlook, like, I asked the question, have you lowered your expectations for this team? My answer is no. My answer is absolutely not. I said on the afternoon show on Thursday that I still think this team can win in the mid-90s, and Jack and Ike scoffed at it. Like, absolutely scoffed at it. And I didn't really understand that. I didn't think that was... I didn't get where that came from, really. Like, I understood that, people are a little bit down on them, but the shifting expectations, the idea that this team can't win into the 90s is just ridiculous. Like, the lineup is obviously good. The starting rotation is very good. Saw the return of Ranger Suarez. Didn't look great. I'll give him a little bit of a grace period on that. Heard Kevin Stocker talking on the broadcast. Just how hard it can be, really, especially for pitchers, not even so much for hitters, but for pitchers who rely so much on getting into a rhythm and just going up and down and up and down and getting a feel for taking control of a game. And when you're in the minor leagues and you're clearly better than the hitters you're facing, not facing a ton of adversity, forcing to go into the stretch much, not really facing a ton of pressure, it's really just hard to simulate until you get back into a major league game what that's like. And he was reminded what the big leagues is like, and he struggled, whatever. Am happy with how much fight the team showed. No, there's no such thing as participation trophies. However, it was nice to see them, a game they were trailing 7-1 in, for them to, come all the way back, obviously just to lose it in the end. But I don't think it's fair to say, when everyone said, when the team was struggling in New York, people always talk about the lifeless at bats, this team's asleep, or someone needs to wake up. And I think even a game like Sunday where they lose, I think you can have the takeaway, no, they don't get a participation trophy for losing the game. However, they do, you can say, okay, they're not lifeless. They do show up. They do care. Like they obviously care. They obviously do show up. And I think that is what is so, what was admirable, I'll say, was admirable about what took place at Citizens Bank Park on Sunday. So now, obviously, they have an off day. Some news out of the weekend. Rob Thompson did tell us how he plans to play this with his rotation. Taiwan Walker is now fully transitioned to being a member of the bullpen. And Rob Thompson would only commit that this move, in terms of him being in the bullpen and not using a six-man rotation, which is something that since spring training Thompson has, I'll say, flirted with, mostly with the idea of Andrew Painter eventually coming, but let's say for right now to include Taiwan Walker, as one of the starters, is that you're not going to see it, not this, this current off day that we just are coming off of here, but that as a result, you're looking at a situation where until the next off day, a couple of weeks from now, it would be the next time that they would consider this. So had Tim Kelly on my show over the weekend. He kind of spoke to that idea. So that's something to monitor. I'm against the six-man rotation at this stage of the season. I think you need an eight-man bullpen. I don't think you want to cut your bullets short down there. I just don't think it's a smart way to manage things at this point in the year. Maybe later, again, maybe when Painter is up in the major leagues, then we can have that conversation. But for right now, there's no way I'm pulling that pin as of yet. There's no sense in it to me to make a decision like that as of now. You want five guys in your rotation. You feel good about the five guys in your rotation. Have your best five. Make sure Zach Wheeler starts every fifth day. I know that you can still manage the rotation around him, but guess what? I want Jesus Luzardo starting every fifth day. I want Aaron Nola starting every fifth day, in particular as the weather gets warmer. I want Suarez, if he's good, pitching every fifth day. I don't need to make room for Taiwan Walker. I know he's been good, but I'd rather him, you use him as the bullpen guy. Use him in a bit of a piggyback if Suarez isn't giving you the length right away that you're hoping for. I don't need to have a rotation to bullpen ratio of nearly 1-1. I just don't think it's the way to go about it. But for now, they're not going to. So kind of as we look ahead, 34 games through, Phillies are 19-15. Kind of a weird setup here in the month of May in particular, but I don't know if anyone has spent enough time really thinking about this in the city of Philadelphia, but the fact that in the year 2025, after never in modern day baseball, no team ever playing a major league season in a minor league park. After that, it never happened once. In the same year, it happens twice for two entirely different set of circumstances. In the case of the A's, they played their final game in Oakland last year. It was, they said goodbye to the Coliseum. They needed a home until their home in Vegas is ready. They couldn't go back to Oakland. They have nowhere to play in Vegas. So therefore, they're playing in a minor league stadium in Sacramento at the moment. And then on the Tampa side, this has nothing to do with money. This was just, I mean, everything has something to do with money. But this has less to do with money and more to do with the fact that their main stadium, Tropicana Field, has just had the roof blown off by the hurricane. So they had to pivot somewhere to play. They're playing at Steinbrenner Field, which is, again, is just weird that the Rays are playing at a stadium whose name is the former Yankee owner. I mean, it would be like, you know, the Phillies playing at a stadium called Wilpon Field or something having to do with the Mets, something like, you know, it's just bizarre. It is a bizarre set of circumstances. I mean, I guess in a sense, it's a good thing that they play in Florida, so there's enough spring training stadiums to go around for them to play somewhere. But so for two different set of circumstances, there are teams being housed, major league teams being housed in a minor league ballpark. And the Phillies are going to play in both of them this month. Now, a bit of a debate I'd love to have with people is, and again, if you want to tweet at me, I tweeted out this, or, you know, I'm going to tweet out this poll actually later in the day, I'll say, is the idea of, I love going to different major league ballparks. I love traveling to them, you know, seeing games in a variety of stadiums. I was at Steinbrenner Field in March of 2024 for a Phillies-Yankees spring training game. So I've been to Steinbrenner Field. However, at that point, Steinbrenner Field was not a real-life Major League Stadium yet, the way it is this year. It is an actual Major League Stadium that is housing the Tampa Bay Rays 81 home games that will always be, you know, remembered for the games they played this season. Can I cross that off my list as a ballpark I have been to? So again, I was at Steinbrenner Field in 2024 for a spring training game. Game obviously did not count. And at this point, there was no knowledge that Steinbrenner Field would be used as a spring training site. And I think it's an interesting question. I tend to lean on the side of no. I think you actually have to be there on the day of a real life major league game. But I, you know, interested where people come down on that. I've also been to Lone Depot Park in Miami. However, that was for the World Baseball Classic. Does that count? A professional baseball game was played there. I was in the stadium. It was an active major league stadium at the time that had hosted many regular season games. But it was not major league teams playing. So those are my two questions off of, I guess, both the Florida ballparks here, what people view on that. But back to the Phillies, kind of a weird series here. Also, here's a scheduling quirk. First interleague series the Phillies are playing beginning on May 6th here, which they are the last team in all of baseball to begin their interleague slate. The fact that they've made it 34 games all in the NL in modern day major league scheduling, kind of impressive. Not that they have anything to do with what's impressive about that, but just kind of impressive that the schedule could even fall that way. Given that they have to play every American League team at some point this season, and they haven't gotten any as of May 6th, a little bit of a weird quirk there as well. I guess a lot of American League to be played here this month in particular. Rays, Guardians on this road trip, and then, of course, as I mentioned, the Athletics on the road trip later on in the month. And then, you know, kind of as a result, going to have a lot of interleague in the summer. I know in June they have two separate series with Toronto. They have the Astros in July, as I'm looking at the schedule here. They have the Angels, Red Sox, Yankees, White Sox in a row. So a lot of AL baseball there. August, Tigers, Orioles, Rangers in a row. So a lot of, in fact, that's all literally in a row. From July 18th to August 6th, to August 10th, the Phillies will play exclusively interleague baseball. I would guess that might be the longest stretch in the bigs maybe this year. Like, going that long of straight interleague baseball is, you know, it's different. I don't know if I necessarily love this new schedule, the way it works, but it's kind of just baseball in 2025. This is how the schedule works. This is how the season works. This is the obscurities of it. And these are the teams you're going to play. And I guess I like it in the sense that you get to see everyone at some point. I think that's cool. You get to play in all these weird ballparks. But I don't know, I think the interleague play thing is going to lose its lust a little bit. I think it's going to lose a bit of its emphasis as a result of it unfolding this way. So, bit of a weird scheduling quirk there. But we'll, you know, obviously, that's going to be July 18th through August 10th problem. But Philly's played a lot of a National League baseball out of the gate. Back to lowering the expectations. I think that this is a good baseball team. I think they're a baseball team that needs maybe a little bit more patience. They are still sitting, you know, just a couple of games out of first place in the National League East. I don't think it is, you know, ridiculous to say that the division is still in play here as we sit on May 6th, of the season of 2025. Philly's currently back by three games in the NL East. I mean, in theory, a good week and a bad Mets week, they could be back in first place by the end. So I think people need to be more patient. I think people need to keep their expectations where they were. To be clear, where my expectations were, it's about a 94-95 win team, a team who will at least contend for a National League East title, and a team who will be playing postseason baseball come October. And I think that is what's important to remember, is that there are a lot of teams, as they make their trip around baseball, there are so many teams that I see on a nightly basis, and the Rays are another one later tonight, who would kill to have the Phillies roster, to kill to be in the Phillies situation. And I think we just, because, again, they raised the bar too high in 22, then lost in 23, lost the division series in 24, we're now in a situation where people are so fed up with them that I just think it's the wrong way to think about things. I think it's the wrong outlook to have on this team. So that's kind of where I stand with that. So I want to give you a preview of this road trip. Phillies and Rays coming up later tonight. All three of these games, a little old school, 7:05 start time. What they used to do at Citizens Bank Park, actually they do in Tampa still. So 7:05 start time. It'll be Zach Wheeler on the mound going up against Drew Rasmussen. Phillies haven't faced Rasmussen since 2021. He was still with the Rays at that point. Wheeler, I believe, faced the Rays last season. I'd have to go back through those game logs. Yeah, on September the 11th, he went six innings, four hits, allowed two runs. Would expect him to continue to shove. See that fastball velocity getting up there with the weather getting warmer, and it's supposed to be in the 80s tonight in Tampa. So, looking forward to that. On Wednesday, it'll be Christopher Sanchez going up against Shane Baz. Sanchez, who was initially a Rays prospect, is obviously now with the Phillies. A little bit of trivia for people out there, which is how he got here. Well, he was traded in exchange for Curtis Mead, who is still in the Rays organization, I believe. On November 20th, 2019. So just prior to the pandemic season is when Sanchez got here, but he never pitched in the major leagues for anyone other than the Phillies, and he came up in 2021. So he will go in the second game, and then in the third game, it'll be Jesus Luzardo against Ryan Pepioit. Those are your starters here for the next three games. The starters for the Cleveland series will be Nola going on Friday. Saturday, it will be Ranger Suarez against Tanner Beebe, I believe is how you say his name. And then on Sunday, it'll be Wheeler again against Luis L. Ortiz. So looking forward to hopefully a productive road trip. If there's one complaint, I will kind of leave everyone with this. There's one complaint I have with this team. Their ability to play well on the road is just not where it needs to be. I mean, they are not the same team on the road as they are at Citizens Bank Park. It speaks to a home field advantage, but you play 81 games on the road every year. And in particular, in a ballpark like Tampa, which, you know, they're drawing 10,000 a night, you're going to have to create your own energy. You know, take a shot every time you hear that tonight. Because it's kind of similar to going to Lone Depot Park where it's just empty. Maybe there's a little bit more atmosphere in a minor league ballpark, so it's kind of a little bit more quaint. And but it is not the same. It's not the same as playing at CBP. It is not the same as playing in a big league ballpark. And frankly, whenever they leave CBP, they are not the same. I've been given the stat on the air to anyone who will listen, which is Bryce Harper's OPS over the last couple of years is 200 points worse on the road than it is at Citizens Bank Park. So I think that is all of that is extremely, extremely notable. I mean, that's like team-wide and individual-wise, like course field level splits. So certainly monitoring that as the Phillies go on the road here this week. That's going to do it for today's episode of Phillies Today. Thanks so much to everyone for tuning in. I believe Francisco will have you tomorrow. We switched again this week, so I'll be back on Thursday. Hopefully, he's reacting to a Phillies win, and I'll be reacting to a series win later on this week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.